It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello, is this Aaron?
Hi, yes, this is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. This is JC. I have Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mack, and Jenna Owens here with me.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good. You were expecting to talk to our executive producer, right?
I was.
Well, too bad. You get to talk to us.
Well, he's busy.
Yeah, he's too busy to talk to you, so we're going to go ahead and talk to you first.
Great. Yeah, Aaron, this is the thing. You wrote us a little letter. Would you mind if I read your letter?
I would not mind.
Okay. Girl, don't worry about this. I'm glad you're revealing this. We have something in common, okay?
All right,
so
girl.
I'm with you here.
All right, girl.
Come on, girl.
Okay, Aaron wrote us. Dear the Kid Craddock Morning Show, my dream is to enter any social situation with confidence. I am 25 years old and have been suffering from severe hyperhidrosis of the hands and feet since puberty. This condition means I sweat excessively and unpredictably. Shout out. Imagine being a girl and not being able to wear strappy, trendy shoes because you will slip and slide right out of them. Imagine going into an interview for a job you are very confident about, but feeling anxious and nervous because of the sweat dripping off of your palms. Mm. In my heart, I'm outgoing. I love to be around people, learn about people, and encourage people. However, I often find myself avoiding certain situations because of this condition. I've tried topical treatments, biofeedback. I've even tried a treatment where they shoot an electric current through my skin.
Whoa.
Nothing has worked. I've read Botox treatment works wonders. However, I've never been able to afford this expensive treatment. To live a life free of life-altering sweat would be a dream come true for me. Aaron.
Seriously, this is a serious problem. It goes beyond just being embarrassing. Like you said, you could slip.
Yeah.
Aaron,
you could hurt yourself.
I never thought about it.
Hurt yourself.
Aaron, and it's something that's so odd and hard to bring up and talk about, and it does lead to uncomfortable situations. And I haven't had it with my hands and feet, but just in the last 2 years, I started getting excessive sweating in my armpits.
Yeah, we called it Niagara Falls.
Yeah, even when I was cold, I mean, just dripping sweat, which meant limited my wardrobe choices, you know? I mean, I couldn't wear anything long sleeve or silk because I'd be out at dinner at night and have to put paper towels under my armpits.
And Aaron,
what's the most embarrassing moment that you've had in dealing with this condition, Aaron?
Oh, gosh, you name it. There's been many. The main thing really is just in job situations. Going in for an interview, I mean, I'm social, I'm outgoing, I'm pretty confident, and just having that stigma, I guess, of sweaty hands means you're nervous when I'm not.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm so ready. Come on.
Has it prevented you from, you know, having like a really meaningful relationship with someone? Because I'd imagine hand-holding might get a little uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
In the past, you know, especially in high school where it's more like, oh, you know, you're holding hands or whatnot. It was a little scary and held me back a little bit.
And you wrote about all of these other things that you've tried and nothing has worked. And just in the last couple of years, I learned about the Botox because a lot of celebrities get Botox in their armpits. Beyonce is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Well, she does.
Right,
sweat.
Right.
Yeah, because you're under those lights and you sweat on your, you know, expensive evening gowns. So this is something I've actually been doing for 2 years now. I go about every 8 or 9 months and get the Botox injections in my armpits. And I can swear by this, it absolutely works. But it is expensive.
Yeah.
And so it's very hard.
Yes.
You can't afford to do it.
So since we couldn't do that for you, Aaron, we actually bought you some gloves.
Yeah.
Okay? No.
We're going to give you these cool pads that you can wear.
Yeah.
No,
And some footies.
Honest, I have a dream week. Let's do better than that.
Aaron, if you were to get this treatment, how would your life change?
I mean, gosh, I've been doing it for so long, it would be hard to even imagine just the amount of confidence it would bring back. It's going to make me cry.
Aww.
It would be amazing.
Yeah, it's been tough.
Let's make her day amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's make her wish come true.
It is MLK Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have a dream, Aaron.
I do.
Well, I think we have someone on the phone who can actually help. And she's actually a friend of mine. She's worked on me a little bit.
Oh.
I might have had a poke here or two in my forehead.
Save that.
In my forehead.
Save that, too.
Okay, so you got the forehead. I got the pits.
Yeah.
She is my dermatologist, Dr. Janine Huang from United Dermatology Associates. Hi, Dr. Huang.
Oh, wow. Hi, everybody.
Hey,
hi,
Doc.
Aaron.
What's up?
How are you?
Hi.
How often do you see this condition come into your office?
A lot. I probably treat hyperhidrosis at least you know, 1 to 2 times a week.
Yeah.
Mm. Some patients are controlled by medications, but we do a lot of Botox for hyperhidrosis too.
I hear about this a lot, and a lot of men do this procedure as well, you know, shaking hands all the time.
Yeah.
Big businessmen, it's important for their mm-hmm. hands to not be clammy, yeah. and they go yeah. in and get injections in their hands.
Don't get me wrong, Botox still mm-hmm. works on my forehead.
Yeah.
But for the rest of you who need it elsewhere, it has other benefits.
Yes, exactly. So, Erin, on behalf of all of us here at United Dermatology Associates, we are so thrilled to be able to fulfill your I Have a Dream request.
We are
going to do all of your hyperhidrosis treatments, including your consults, office visits, and Botox, completely free for the next year.
Oh, my God.
After hearing you, I really hope that this will help you regain normalcy, you know, regain the confidence that you may have lost. And just focus on being you without having to worry so much about the sweating. You know, we can't wait to get started.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I can't even imagine.
Well, you're going to find out soon.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I know. Wow.
I can't wait. I might try it.
I'm not even
that sweaty, but I'm curious.
I swear, you don't sweat.
I swear I do it in my armpits and it works and gets rid of all the wrinkles. My armpits are tight.
You have lovely young armpits.
Yeah.
You might be able to use a little touch up on the forehead, Kelly.
Thanks, Al. It's true.
Wow.
It's true, Dr. Huang.
No, perfect.
It's true. My stuff is worn off because it's not permanent, like Dr. Huang
yeah,
said.
Natural.
You know,
yeah.
you have to go
yeah,
back. So,
mm-hmm.
so I'll be making my appointment soon, Dr. Huang. Thank you.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
So, United Dermatology Associates, thank
nice.
You so much.
Way to go,
Erin.
Dr. Huang.
Erin, you're going to get to wear those strappy, trendy shoes you want to wear.
We're so excited for you.
Erin's going to be high-fiving yes. everyone she sees.
Right.
Oh, Erin's going to shake everybody's hands
yeah.
for now.
Yeah, introduce myself to everyone.
Yay.
Good job.
Erin, we're so happy.
Wonderful.
This dream is coming true for
Your
you.
Your dream is coming true, girl.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank
oh, my goodness. I've been an avid listener for years, and I just love you guys and appreciate it so much.
Who's your favorite on the show?
Go ahead. Go ahead and tell us.
Oh, don't make me say.
No. Who's your favorite?
Okay,
we
won't take away the Botox.
I'll sit down.
Yeah. Go ahead. I hang up.
Kelly's my girl. I gotta stay true.
Thank you, Erin. You're my favorite too.
Who's your favorite black guy on the show?
Yeah.
Please say Jenna.
I think Jenna's more black.
Maybe
than
I'll win.
Yeah,
that
I am.
Right.
Way to go, girl.
Right.
Happy Martin Luther King Day and happy I Have a Dream Week.
Y'all too. Thank you so much.
We absolutely couldn't do this without partners like Dr. Huang at United Dermatology Associates. And if you'd like to find out more about Dr. Huang's services, we'll have the link to her practice at KidNation.com.
Thank you, Dr. Huang.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll see you soon, Erin.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
And we are celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here are some of his most famous lines for you.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop.
Man has not begun to live until he can rise above to the broader concerns of all humanity. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
We have indignities experienced on city buses.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
One man, all those quotes.
You know, back in the day, I'm showing my age a little bit,
uh-huh.
but back in the day, there was like a black radio station and the rest of them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like when I was growing up, going to school out in North Dallas, but there was like one radio station that had black people on it. And then the rest were white radio. I mean, you know, mainstream, I guess, was what they call them, radio stations. I don't know. I was too young to know at the time. But we have come a long way. Now I'm on one of those stations that is mainstream top 40 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know integrated.
Yeah.
Look at you, Al.
I remember growing up vividly, my mother calling people when a black person would be on TV. Like, it was a big deal.
She would call her friends?
Like, yeah, you would call your family and friends. Hey, so-and-so, or no, don't let it be like a pageant, like the Miss USA pageant, and there was a black girl, because you just root for that black, you know, I'm just saying, we have come quite a long way.
And now you're on TV.
You're on TV every day.
Look at that.
Al?
How cool is that?
Thank you. Well, today, you know, being Martin Luther King Day, a lot of people have the day off, and you people would, you know, in his memory, rather than sleeping in and maybe, you know, just doing the traditional, hey, I got a day off,
uh-huh.
actually turn it into a day of service.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that President Obama is the one that really started mm-hmm. this.
Yeah.
And remember, he went out and painted homes with Habitat for Humanity or something mm-hmm. like that a few years ago. So they're hoping this MLK Day of Service will empower individuals, strengthen communities, bridge the barriers, and create solutions to social problems, which is the message of Dr. King. So, you know, maybe it's something you can give something today, give your time, give a donation, give money, whatever. You can learn something, teach something, commit to do something, or dream something. Mm-hmm. I think acts of service is what they're really hoping for today. Something tangible.
Yeah.
Cool.
Dream something.
Dream something.
I can dream all day.
I'm going to do that one at like 2 p.m.
A lot of people have dreams, but they never act on them. So the dream never becomes a full, a reality. But make
dream something and then try and
do something to make that dream happen.
Don't they say, is this true that we all have a $1 million idea and we never act upon it? You know, we all at some point in our life have that idea that can make us $1 million.
I don't think everybody has $1 million.
You had the market.
It doesn't have to be original. It could be something where you can make something better, like Facebook.
I don't give people that much credit, JC. I do not believe everybody has that $1 million idea.
I'm going to make a McDonald's.
See? There you go. See, example number one.
Okay.
What if you dream about falling in love?
I do, Jenna. Boy, I am.
Beautiful. Hey, don't we all?
This is one of those headlines that you come across on the internets, and you're like, I got to read this article.
What was that? What was the headline?
The 36 questions that lead to love.
Okay.
So what?
So this is something that almost guarantees you can fall in love with a stranger, or you can at least accelerate that falling in love process by sitting down and asking each other 36 questions.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to go through all 36 questions, but this...
Hold on. So if you sit down with somebody and you go down the list of 36 questions, you are guaranteed to have that dude fall in love with you.
Yes. This woman, Mandy Lynn Catrone, wrote a modern love essay called To Fall in Love with Anyone, Do This. Now, she's taken a lot of research, right, into consideration, like a study by a psychologist and others, and it explores whether intimacy between two strangers can be accelerated just by getting to know each other quickly.
Isn't that, aren't you tricking somebody into falling in love with you, kind of?
No, because these are questions, I'm going to go through some of these and see if maybe, I mean, it doesn't have to be a stranger. I mean, I could do this with someone I'm in a relationship with, Al. I mean, Jason, maybe you could do this with Kenzie and see if it makes your love bond stronger.
All right, come on, ask me a question. Let's see if we can
or
fall
not.
In love.
But this is the thing. There's 36 questions broken up into three sets.
All right.
Kind of, you know, they get more intense and deeper as you go on. So,
appetizer.
Hey, and this could be a good list if you're going on a date and you're like, man, I need some material. You know, and you're like, you just want to ask some probing questions. You could, you know, go to KidNation.com. We'll have the full list posted. And that way it might give you some material if you're nervous on a date. You could ask some of these questions.
Do you have to bust them out in like cue cards and then you feel like a game show host?
No, but one
one
of the tasks on here, aside from the questions, is to stare into the other person's eyes for 4 minutes straight.
4 minutes?
No. Nope.
They say yes.
While you're talking.
It's
not like a silent staring contest.
2 minutes is just enough to be terrified. 4 really goes somewhere. 4 minutes of staring into someone else's eyes. Eye contact is very intimate.
That's so weird.
But let's go over some of these questions. Then maybe a homework assignment for us. Do this with a significant other.
I got to get a significant other.
Yeah,
Kelly, it could be a stranger.
It could be any guy.
Just random.
Yeah.
Questions to make you fall in love with anyone. Like the first question on the list. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Ooh. Oh, that's a good
one. Anyone in the world.
Anybody living or dead?
Sure, go. I mean, you can be as creative as you want, right?
It's
kind of a personality quiz.
Guys on dinner dates lie about this. Because if we're with our boys, we would bust out like Michael Jordan.
Of course.
Or
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Drake. But when you're...
Drake.
Maybe. But if you're with a girl, I would be
who
like,
would you say?
Maya
Angelou.
Yeah, seem deep.
Yeah, I'd go so deep with it.
What would constitute a perfect day for you?
Oh, God, I would feel like I was being tested.
All right, you guys.
That's what you are.
Oh, fine.
Basically, you're trying
this
to get
one's
them
a quick
to,
way
you know,
to.
Whenever anybody puts you on the spot with these questions, it's like, I can't think of anything.
Just be
I can't
honest.
Can't think of anything. What do you want to be? I don't know.
You all don't right. know what constitutes a
well. That shows
the greater
I'm not
day.
Lovable material.
Well, fine. That kind of you have to give a longer answer for that. This one's easier. If you had the choice, you could live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life. Which would you want?
The mind or the body?
You want to keep your mind?
I know
or you
what I look like at 30.
Yeah.
I'd probably go with the mind.
I'd keep the body.
Of course you would.
I think I'd want to be sharp. Not that I was sharp when I was 30, but.
But come on, that's just...
I'd want to have the mind.
Old and people
I'll take my chances on the body.
You're much more
but
you're
you
more
see,
fun when you're old.
That could work, though, JC, if you're both into fitness and you both choose body. then you guys don't need to talk to each other. You just both
like
want
that.
Good bodies.
I mean, it's just, I think it's more fun when you get older.
Superficial.
If
Go
you guys
ahead.
Could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
One flying.
Oh, God.
Something you can actually.
You two. You can't think to answer anything either, Kelly.
I would say speak Spanish fluently. That's what I would say. But that's what I would say. Fly? Are you serious?
I already do everything I need to do.
Oh, my gosh, JC.
To be able to fly.
I want
to
fly.
Oh.
Sing. I'd like to be able to sing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be a cool one.
I want to be a better debater, a better arguer. Because I can't argue.
So maybe better vocabulary. Again, these are the 36 questions to make you fall in love with anyone.
Okay. Al's the worst.
I'm going to fall in love with a boy that says he wants to fly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to fly. Maybe I meant I want to be a pilot.
No, you didn't.
I know I didn't, but what if I did?
I know exactly what you meant.
What's your most treasured memory?
Oh, that's too deep.
Yeah, this is in the set two. There's three sets. I told you they get deeper and deeper. I'm just kind of sprinkling these.
Is submit the list of questions prior to the date so the person has a chance to formulate their answers. Well, putting somebody on the spot.
That's deep. That's great because it makes you think. What was the question?
You have to sit there in silence. Yeah. You can't even remember the question.
Well, we don't want to think that hard on a date. We're trying to figure out. We're picturing you naked.
No, we're not. She's trying to get you away from thinking about her naked to think about her as a human.
Tough.
And you fall in love with a human.
Thinking about her naked.
Greatest accomplishment?
Well, I'm still thinking about my most treasured
I know.
Memory.
Well, I'm just trying to go through since these are hard
treasure.
To come by.
Accomplishment? God, what do you say?
Having children.
That's what everybody says. That's so cliche.
Yeah. Learning how to fly.
Bit killer. But it is. These are hard.
I know. That's
a lot
why
of these are very revealing and intimate because they say that's, I mean, and you, this is a good technique when you are on a first date is, you know, sharing something embarrassing about yourself. This is great in any setting, really, because it brings people's guard down. So a lot of these in the third set are, you know, share with your partner an embarrassing moment in your life. When did you last cry in front of another person? When did you last cry in front of someone else or by yourself?
I suggest not asking all these questions on the first
I feel like
day.
It was
pick a few. Because, I mean, that's too many.
I watched The Blind Side the other day. I cried, and so did
every time.
Yeah,
every
gets you.
Time
the Blind
I watched
Side.
That movie.
Oh, I cried when I was in Mexico with Kason, and we went to my grandma's house.
See, and that's revealing.
That was in front of my son and the guy that owned the house now. And the lady that was sitting there randomly.
Some of these are kind of, a lot of these are kind of dark, too. Go ahead, Al.
This is actually a combo. The last time I cried and my greatest accomplishment was when I hooked up with that Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
What was her name?
I ain't tell you.
Come on, what was her name?
But it was a great accomplishment.
You never
well,
told me.
I know
me.
You cried at kids' funeral, so I guess it happened since then.
Oh, that's right.
While you're with Dr. Girlfriend.
No, it was before.
It's funny
that.
How things just
happen. Just told on himself.
It was before that.
You just told on yourself.
No, I did.
There's a lot of questions about death, though. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you were to know that tonight you were going to pass away and you couldn't communicate anything to anyone, what would you most regret not being able to share with someone?
Well, I told all my business.
No, but what if you wanted to tell somebody you love them one last time? Or somebody you never told you loved.
See, I always, that's my family. People think that's weird about my family. We never end a conversation without saying I love you.
I know.
And some people say, oh, you don't mean it. I was like, but I said it. You know we love each other, but it's something to verbalize it. Somebody says, man, you always say I love you and hang up. Yes, we do.
Maybe you have that one guy friend that you wanted to say I love you to.
You never tell me. You never tell me you love me.
Yeah, you never tell Al you love me.
I see you every day. I'm family.
That's true.
If anything is too serious to be joked about?
Too serious to be joked about?
Again, these are the 36 questions to make you fall in love with anyone.
Didn't they say anything could be joked about?
No.
No.
I don't find it funny at all when people make fun of mentally challenged people.
That's not funny.
Or anybody with physical development. I don't think that's funny at all. That's off limits.
Yeah.
That and DNA test results.
How do you go
so
deep?
It's funny, but we wouldn't have content without that.
Can't joke about that.
Yeah.
Child support? There's no laughing matter.
Well, you got another one?
Would you like to be famous?
Yes.
In what way?
I would like to accomplish something like be an inventor, you know, something. Al, the cure cancer or something like that.
Or like Elon Musk.
You created
something.
You
make that happen, Al.
Yeah. Nothing.
See?
Yeah, why don't you try to cure cancer?
Have created something, right? Haven't you created a lot of things, like at your bar or products or anything?
Yeah, I mean,
mothers.
I want to make a dry shampoo.
Cocktails. Okay.
This is just rag on Al. What if we fall in love with Big Al after this? All right, if you want this list, there's a lot. It could be a fun thing to do with your significant other, or maybe you just started dating someone. The 36 questions that lead to love, even if it's a stranger, you can find those. Print them off. Go to KidNation.com. Why don't you try some of these, Al, with Dr. Girlfriend,
yeah,
JC with your wife, Kenzie. I'll try some of these with this guy I'm sort of dating.
We should answer them and post them and see if people fall in love.
Actually, you know what I'm going to do for the questions? I'm just going to ask him if we can stare into each other's eyes for 4 minutes.
4 minutes of stare. Let's try it, Kelly.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Our own Psycho Shannon just gave me the statistic. Was it 37% of people have the day off today for MLK Day?
37%.
37%.
Wow.
That's actually lower than I thought. I thought it would be more like 50.
The banks are closed, obviously.
Yeah.
And
government.
Mail. No mail. So
all that stuff is closed.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's not going to be closed.
But we're here.
Girl Scout cookie sales, people.
Wow, they're out in force. They're everywhere.
Ooh, Kelly.
They all received, see, my daughter's a brownie, and I didn't really realize as a brownie she's going to be selling cookies already. I thought that happened once they made the transition to Girl Scout, but no, it's now. And on Friday, they all received their cookies, so they all just started hitting the streets. Their goal is to hit the neighborhood first, because you're going to have your doorbell rung 3 or 4 times, and, you know, they want to be the first ones there so they can get you. And, man, the moms.
They just
the
go post up places, too.
They just posted up outside of stores and coffee shops. I got accosted yesterday by a mom.
You did, too?
Who needs to work on her demeanor.
Okay, tell me what happened with you.
I literally rounded. My daughter had to go to a birthday party, and the mother of that was hosting graciously said, y'all can all leave and go run errands if you want. We'll watch the kids. I'm like, hallelujah. So I had to go return some phone calls and check some emails and stuff. So I decided to go to the Starbucks in the rich part of town because, you know,
that's where you live.
You know, no, I don't. I moved. I moved to the suburb.
Yeah.
So I went back to the rich part of town because, you know, what if a handsome divorcee came in who happened, you know, to see me sitting there sipping on my venti drip.
Right.
That might be able to start a conversation to get the guy with Matthew Hussey's tips.
So you passed by probably 8 Starbucks.
I drove 20 minutes to go to the Starbucks.
To go to this particular Starbucks.
Yes,
just in case. You never know.
Oh,
so as I'm rounding the corner, one of these rich people neighborhood moms, literally, I rounded the corner. She's like, my daughter's selling Girl Scout cookies. You want to buy some? That was her delivery to me.
That's horrible delivery.
And I tried to make it, you know, light in the moment and said, oh, my daughter's a Girl Scout. I'm in the same boat as you.
Yeah.
She didn't speak to me. I'm like, okay,
you didn't buy anything.
That's your pitch?
See, mine was, I went to the store. When I went in there, nobody was posted up yet.
Uh-huh.
Went in there, did my thing. When I came out,
they were there.
They were there. They were ready to go. Now, I learned from Kelly Raspberry, avoid eye contact. Don't make eye contact. Keep walking straight. I had my groceries. I'm ready to go. I'm walking, and I pass them. Don't even look that way.
Right, mm-hmm. Don't.
And I just hear a lady go, oh, you're just going to walk by and ignore us, huh?
Well, that makes you want to turn around and buy a box, doesn't it?
I did, though. I turned around. Because I was so caught off guard.
It's a different technique. It's aggressive.
Yeah. So
you can't encourage that kind of behavior.
I didn't mean to, but it's just when she spoke to me that way, I was like, surely she's not talking to me like that. Like I'm a huge jerk.
It worked.
So I turned around, and I was like, I'm sorry. And she goes, you're just going to walk by these little girls and ignore them when they're trying to sell you cookies? And I said, my apologies, but what would you like? And she goes, I want you to buy some cookies.
Wow.
And I said,
I can't believe you bought a box.
I did not buy a box.
You can use Emma Kelly as an excuse.
That's what I did. I said, I already bought $20 worth from my friend.
Oh, okay.
And her daughter. And she goes, well, you can buy more. And I said, I don't have any cash on me. She goes, we have the square.
She's got something for every excuse that you did. Yeah,
and I said, no, I'm not buying your dang cookies.
Kelly, but you did.
I did not buy cookies.
I thought you said you did buy a box.
No, not from her.
Oh,
I bought them from you.
Oh, you just told us you bought a box from
her. No, from you.
Okay.
From you.
Kelly, do you have the credit card swiper for the cell phone?
No. We only accept cash and checks at my little troop.
Perhaps you may want to sell some cookies to Lisa Gibbons, Kelly Raspberry,
who's
joining us on the phone right now.
Lisa, was your daughter a Girl Scout?
She never made it past brownie. What does it say?
Emma Kelly is a brownie, but she still has to sell the cookies.
Well, I know, but they're budding little entrepreneurs. I mean, and those girls are going to be really tough competitors in life. I think it's kind of a good life skill, I got to say.
Lisa, you would have loved Kelly Raspberry's daughter, Emma Kelly's approach that she took to selling cookies to adults because she did wine pairings with each of them.
Well, see, Now, the Donald would absolutely approve.
Wouldn't he? 100%. Donald would love that.
The Donald would love that.
Well, Lisa Gibbons, of course, still in there fighting it out on Celebrity Apprentice. We talked to her last week, but we wanted to especially talk to her today because tonight's a really, really special episode of Celebrity Apprentice, right, Lisa?
It's very special because Joan Rivers, who, of course, was a winner on Celebrity Apprentice at age 76, I think, is when she won it, and she had more energy than anybody. She makes her final appearance on tonight's episode as one of the consultants, and it's, you know, did struggle with whether or not to use her in the episodes, whether that would be the appropriate thing. She's very close with Donald, and they decided to do this in memorial, and just really, she's, you know, she's very nurturing and very, first of all, she's a great inspiration for all women in business. You know, she redefined how to do it, and she just kept reinventing and kept reaching and learning and growing right up until the end. And I just think all of us who love business and who try to be successful at it owe her a tremendous debt of gratitude. And so so she's in the episode tonight, which is about a mobile boutique for my obsession, the object of my obsession, which is Ivanka Trump's shoes.
Ooh.
Yes, it's a very it's a good segment. So it was a rainy day in Central Park, which you'll see. But Joan is judging that segment. She's in the boardroom for that. So I hope people who are fans of the show or fans of Joan will enjoy that.
Lisa Givens, who's on Celebrity Apprentice tonight, actually at 8/7 Central. Are you going to be project manager for this? Since you said you love the shoes.
Well, I would have had to really wrestle Kenya for project manager for that one. But the very next episode, I'm project manager for, which is a viral video.
Oh,
you know what?
Hello.
That is so interesting because we make a real effort to create a viral video on a weekly basis, and we haven't quite found the secret.
Yeah. We hit one with Justin Bieber when he was 13, but it was mostly because it was Justin Bieber singing.
Right.
Other than that, we suck.
That's hard.
Well, you know, first of all, this was a hard task because it was a hard task. They're all hard. But, you know, I told you guys I love the work. But this is hard because at this point of the game, you know, the contestants are smelling blood. Mm-hmm. Everybody's exhausted, which is, you know, this is not a place for whiners. So we'll kind of delete, skip past that. But everybody's kind of beginning to sharpen their strategies, which is, you know, my strategy has always been, okay, stay in my lane, kind of don't take the bait.
Right.
Kind of, you know, don't engage in the drama. And all of that comes into play, especially during this episode where I'm project manager. So, you know, one thing you don't see is when we pick the project managers tonight, because, you know, they have to edit so much out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I turned to Kenya and I said, okay, I really want to do this one. Kenya, can you support me? And, of course, I don't know why I thought I should, you know, why I thought that was important for me to get, you know, an audible on the record yes, which I did get. It's not in the show, but I just thought, okay, if I thought that commitment psychologically somewhere would be, you know, that kind of, okay, I told her I was going to support her. I don't know why I thought that would be like a pledge of honor or something.
Yeah, because I'm sure she sticks to her word.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, we'll just have to see, won't we?
Yeah, it's so hard because it is true when reality television and Celebrity Apprentice is a reality show. It's a competition. The dramatic girls, the ones that stir the poop in the pot, they're the ones that get the airtime because they're, you know.
Makes better television.
Omarosa
wrote that book.
Right.
Omarosa wrote that book.
But see, Lisa is too classy to get caught up in that. So it probably hurts the amount of time we get to see you on the air because you're not stirring up the drama.
Well, you know, there's an approach to do it, and you know, if you're stirring up drama, you're losing time away from the task. And my goal was win the task, move forward. So you're taking a risk every time you're doing that. You're going to get in the promo, but you may not win the task. You might get fired, and you know, you may or may not win the game. So I wasn't willing to risk 35 years of building my reputation for one. And I wasn't willing to risk getting kicked out of the game because, you know, I wanted to get to the end. So it's just different ways to play it. And, you know, you see which ways pay off and which ways don't. You know, both of them work in life. But for me, it just, you know, it just wasn't an option. It's just not who I am. I'm not going to scream. I'm not going to pontificate. And I spent the first few tasks kind of assessing the playing field. Who is everybody? What are their skill sets? What are they good at? How do they react under pressure? So that when I become project manager, I know how to employ those people, and I know how to deal with them to get the task done. So that's kind of, you know, the way I was playing it and have been playing it. And, you know, because that's the way I run my actual business. So it's kind of not an actual company. It's Trump University. But it's a really fascinating thing, though. Good gosh, you guys, it's fascinating.
Well, can you say something nice about Kenya Moore? Because I really try. I want to like her, and then she just opens her mouth, and I don't like her again. Is there anything,
is there anything
redeeming about her?
Well, here's what's redeeming is she's so aware that you're doing that, and she really doesn't care.
She's housewife of Atlanta.
Yeah, she's not a wife, but you don't have to be a wife anymore. But she is on the Atlanta cast, and then Brandy Glanville, they brought on those two.
She's housewife,
right?
Beverly Hills. Lisa,
listen, she's whip smart, and Brandy is also smart. When you get to the viral video tonight, the other thing you won't see because it got edited out is I sent Brandy and Kenya shopping I sent them together. Away from the, we had to go scout location. So I sent them out shopping for the little outfits that you're going to see them wearing because I thought that would diffuse the drama. I knew Brandy was tough and could take it.
Diffuse it or make it worse.
You're awesome, Lisa.
Great idea.
You know, because I needed time to go scout locations and I thought, okay, that'll get them off the scene for a little while. And that was very strategic. And so that got cut out of the piece, but you guys will know. But you'll get to see the outfit.
Okay, well, that's good. That's some behind-the-scenes stuff. So that's the thing about Celebrity Apprentice. They're doing our episodes back-to-back. So we'll see two people get kicked off tonight.
Which is perfect, because it's just an hour.
And each one's an hour. So the first one starts at 7 Central. That's the one with Joan Rivers, right? The first one or the second one? Okay,
so Joan and the Ivanka Shu Boutique at 7 o'clock, and then the viral video at 8.
Okay, those are Central Time, so Eastern
Central
Time would be an hour later. Yeah,
they don't kick off black people on MLK Day, do it.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Oh, did you just say that out loud?
He did. He has no class.
Who
he would never make it. And Lisa, I just want to say... You're also an author in addition to everything else you do. And I read your Take Two book, your guide to creating happy endings and new beginnings after kid passed away, because this is about starting over when you have to kind of, wherever you are in your life, starting over. And I'm actually rereading it again. It's really been a great book. And I just want to encourage people that if they're at a new place in their lives to pick up your book, Take Two, because I'm reading it for the second time.
Sounds good.
Oh, how nice of you. Well, you know, I think the world of you. That's so sweet. I hope... That's very nice. I'm glad that you're finding some value in it. I am. You know, they say that you write what you need to learn, and so that's where I was in my life, too.
Hey, yeah. Lisa, do you have any rich friends we could hook Kelly up with?
Play matchmaker.
Yeah.
Is that the number one criteria?
No, apparently it is for them. It's not for me.
We want Kelly to be well off.
Oh, you do? You want me to be well off
She's
so I can leave?
Well off.
I am well off. I'm doing
well
fine.
Well off in love.
Yeah,
I would like to find love. Lisa... found love again. That's also in Take Two.
Really?
Because, you know, she's you know, this isn't her first marriage. I don't think that's talking out of school. But, you know, sometimes you think.
No, not at all.
Yeah, when you get divorced. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what, and second chances is a big thing that I believe in. We tend to think, okay, well, you know what, I'm not good at love. I don't know how to make marriage work. I'm not the marrying kind, or I haven't been able to figure it out. You know, you have to really hit that reset button and relearn, break up with yourself. You have to break up with yourself. Ooh. That's the biggest thing.
And
kind of open up to new and different ideas. And I was 51. My husband was 38.
Yeah.
And you can bet I was not thinking that he was a romantic prospect, because I thought, okay, that's inappropriate. And that's not right. That's not okay. What? And we are so happy. We absolutely dream in the same direction. And it's just been such an eye-opener for me about not looking at what everybody else says is right, but looking what's really right for you.
Well, it's a good read.
That's
like
deep.
I said, when kid passed away and it's like, what am I going to do career-wise and stuff, it was a really helpful book, Take Two, by Lisa Gibbons. And watch her tonight on Celebrity Apprentice. It's a big night with Joan Rivers on, and also Lisa gets to be project manager finally.
Finally, Lisa.
Even though she's been doing it for some people behind the scenes anyway and not getting credit. I'm telling you, I'm a Celebrity Apprentice fan.
And Lisa Gibbons is officially our Kid Craddock in the Morning Celebrity Apprentice. Horse in the race. So
there you go.
So we're cheering you on.
Well, then I'll consider myself a thoroughbred then.
Thank you, Lisa. We appreciate it. Lisa Gibbons on Celebrity Apprentice.
So
we'll talk to you later.
Good luck tonight.
Bye.
Even though you know what happens.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, if you have to work today, we're here with you.
Uh-huh.
And if you stay at home and you're listening to us, we're still here with you.
Yeah.
Both ways. We want to make your day. It's that fun bit where you get to call us and ask us basically anything.
To do something for you that might make your day. So we'll try and make your day. Make your day, punk.
Yeah, that's how we're going to do it.
Wow, what was that?
I don't know.
Were you
that, was my Clint Eastwood.
That was Clint Eastwood? Oh, wow.
Make my day, punk.
Al, is there anything we could do to make your day?
To make my day?
Yeah. Okay.
You could go to my house and get my my glasses.
Al forgot his vanity glasses today.
I forgot my glasses, man. I can't see. I don't feel right.
Oh, hi. You can make it McKelly's day.
Look at this pretty little lady.
Oh, McKelly's here.
McKelly's daughter is here
with her brownie jacket or vest on.
Come here. What are you doing here today?
Selling Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, did you bring my order, McKelly?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Say, did you bring your $41?
41, Jenna?
Oh, who bought the most on the show, McKelly?
Must have been you.
Jenna.
Who bought the second most?
Oh, I have to look at the order.
Oh, dang it. Kelly,
I'm a dollar short, so I might have to pay you the dollar later. I only have 40.
I'm going to go to the ATM, though. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Say, make my day. Buy some Girl Scout cookies.
Unless you take pesos. Do you take pesos?
Oh, you got pesos?
Yeah, of course I got pesos. I'm Mexican.
No, you don't take pesos.
Yeah.
All
right,
we'll get all their orders in a minute, okay?
Kelly's daughter's gazing into Kelly's eyes.
Yeah.
Behind me on the floor.
Yeah, we're on the radio.
All right.
Hey, you want to sit down right here? I have a chair.
I'm going to sit in JC's chair. Just
there
listen.
You go.
Come
all
on
right.
down, Emma Kelly.
We'll hand out the cookies in a minute, all right?
All right, come on.
We have our...
Hi, baby. Oh,
there you go.
Good morning, you good?
Okay. We have some from Facebook.
We have some what?
People that want us to make their day.
Oh, okay.
Lauren wants to, not only wants to, she has to hear Big Al on a roller coaster.
Okay.
We have that clip
for
you.
We never play that.
Yeah, right?
No. We don't. Shannon, can you help me with
that? She asked for it, so let's play it.
Let's play it.
Big Al Mac on a roller coaster. Here you go. I got it.
Got it.
Okay.
Me on Mr. Freeze.
This is a grown man.
He's not really describing it.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
The end is the best.
Have a hold of yourself, man.
The ride's over.
Yeah, it stops.
Snap out of it.
Is it over?
Man.
Yep, it's over.
It's a big hand for the crowd.
Not one of your finest moments, Big Al.
They'll never call me to be the first person to ride them.
And that has not changed. You still scream like that on roller coasters.
Yeah, I'll ride them, but I will scream my butt off.
There you go, Lauren.
You guys, I'm excited about this one. It would really make my day and my 13-year-old daughter Devin's day if you could play her singing in Japanese on the show. She has an amazing talent to hear a song, even in a language she doesn't speak, and sing it beautifully.
Wow.
Japan is her passion. Devin also has juvenile fibromyalgia, which causes extreme pain, but singing her favorite songs helps her handle the pain better. We love you. You always make my day. So let's check out Devin singing in Japanese.
That's really good, actually.
Yeah, it is.
I was expecting just somebody trying to sing in Japanese, but she actually can sing.
Nailed it.
Very, very well.
Yep.
Jessica wrote on Facebook, "It'd really make my day if you said happy anniversary to the love of my life, Malcolm James. We're high school sweethearts and been together for 9 years. I'm guessing they're married.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Malcolm James and Jessica.
Uh-huh. Anna says it would make her day if she could hear everyone's best pickup line.
Mine's rated R.
Mine would probably be
rated R.
I used it on Dish Nation the other time, the other day. Remember?
I don't remember.
It was the alphabet.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, now I remember.
Mine would probably be, hey baby, are you a tropical fruit? Because I think you're a fine apple.
Oh my God.
A fine apple?
You stole that from me.
A fine apple.
You can't steal that from me.
I didn't see that from you.
I said it the other day and you guys laughed at me.
What did you say that?
When we were doing the pickup lines on Dish Nation.
I have never heard fine apple.
I've never heard that.
I said if you were a tropical fruit, you'd be a fine apple.
Well, yeah. I must not have been paying attention because I don't remember that.
I actually have his back on that because Kelly's like, well, wouldn't I just use raspberry since that was your fruit?
Oh, God, I don't even remember.
How do you not remember stuff, Kelly?
I'm telling you, things are not holding up well.
What happened to your brain and stuff?
I don't know. I'm going to go see a doctor about it, honestly.
Well, hopefully you can remember.
Honestly, it's on my list of things to do. I can't remember crap.
You don't remember anything.
It's going. You know, your mom's getting old.
Kara. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. I just got off work.
Oh, wow.
Just got off work. What do you do? Nurse?
I'm a nurse, yes.
Okay, cool. Well, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Hopefully Kelly's memory's working well because you have a request.
I do. I share the same love with Kelly for One Direction, and I want to know what her favorite song is and if she could sing it for me.
Oh, gosh, there's so many to choose from.
Oh, if you pick one that I know the guitar for, I can play the guitar with you, Kelly.
Well, I really, you know what? They're all so fun, but I think the one that makes me really happy every time I can't help but sing along is That's What Makes You Beautiful. It's just fun.
Oh, that is a good one.
It is.
It's fun.
I don't know that
so
one.
So do I need to sing it by myself, acapella?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Yes, please.
You're insecure. Don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. How's that?
Everyone
amazing.
Else, come on.
Your brain can see it.
Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. You can help me, JC. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know. You don't know you're beautiful. There you go.
Where's our applause, Shannon?
You're so welcome.
Like the guys here in the room with us.
No.
That was good.
Sing with joy and nobody will ever be mad at you.
What a great way to start the day. Thank you so much, you guys.
You're welcome.
Kelly likes One Direction so much. She came over with Emma Kelly once and made me sing it in Spanish for Emma Kelly. That's how much she likes. Let's go with Sam and make Sam's day. Hey, Sam, how can we make your day today?
Hi there. First, I want to tell Jenna that I love her. I think she's great. So please take this with love. I would love to hear Jenna say and use I and me properly in a sentence.
Okay.
Oh, do I not? Man, did I pass? How did I get a journalism major?
Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay, sometimes. Sam, would you like to go to the malls with me?
No, she wants it in properly, Jenna. Please.
Wait. Okay, then what's it? I and me in the same sentence?
No. Separate.
No, like, Dish Nation sent Headcrack and I to Comic-Con.
Oh, instead of Dish...
No, it's not Dish Nation. Dish Nation sent me.
It sent me and Headcrack.
Right. Oh, she said I.
Oh, she said I instead of me?
I got you.
So that was a backwards way of saying that Jenna...
Okay, well, you need to understand a couple of things. Sometimes they tell us lines to say, and I just read them on the spot, but I'm sorry that my grammar was wrong on that.
She said she loves you.
I think you're great,
okay.
Jenna. I love
That's
you.
Just her peeve. Great.
Stacey in that singing contest. I think you did an amazing job.
See?
Is your day made?
My day is made.
See?
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
There you go, Sam.
You're welcome.
Come on, Jenna.
Jeez.
Some people like proper grammar.
Oh, man.
Okay, yes,
That was like a backhanded jab.
It was.
Yeah. Can't believe I got
I love you, but.
But.
Jeez.
Could you use proper grammar? Like
it would
now?
Make my day.
She had one specific example. Yeah. Oh, all right, I'm
sorry.
Well,
you know what? Some people have a pet peeve.
I'll
you know, my
it.
Pet peeve
what?
Is the word jewelry. I can't stand it when people are on commercials for jewelry companies. It drives me nuts. I'm like, it's jewelry. And that drives me nuts. And you hear professional people say jewelry.
And my couldn't care less is a peeve of mine.
See, that's your thing. So it just whatever, you know, jabs people.
Oh, every time somebody says couldn't care less, Jenna goes, she nods.
She's, yeah, like, well done. Not could care
well
less.
Well done, Jenna.
Yeah.
It wasn't a pet peeve of mine. You know, Jenna says anyways. Now my girlfriend says, I guess maybe she said it already. Anyways.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Girls do that. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Now I always think of Jenna when my girlfriend says it. I always think of Jenna for some reason.
Really?
Like, anyways.
So if you're cuddling,
when else do you think
people need to understand that sometimes things are wrong, but it's just expressions that you say.
Jewelry. Mine is when Al says Cheetos.
You don't like Cheetos?
I wish you would change that and say Cheetos like everybody else.
Cheetos.
Well,
I want you to go get Fritos. Fritos?
I feel like you do that on purpose now.
Cheetos, Fritos, Doritos? What? That's what you call them.
No, they're Cheetos, Fritos.
He pronunciates his T.
Yeah. It's a soft T. Isn't it?
No.
It's a soft T.
There's Cheetos. Larger things to worry about.
Right? No, there's not, Jenna. Fritos wants you to call them Fritos.
I think if you're buying them, they don't care what you call them.
That's the truth.
I think we've successfully made everyone's day.
I think
there's no one's on the phone. That kid used to say that means everybody is completely
100% satisfied. There you go.
Emma Kelly, are you satisfied?
Holler it out.
What can we do to make it? Yes, okay.
Can we do anything?
I think a lot of people are sleeping in this morning. We don't have our usual robust audience.
No, we have a robust audience. They're just, maybe they don't feel, maybe they're low on minutes today.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, they're low on minutes. That's why.
Rollover minutes.
That's what's going on right now.
We should have a contest and give away some rollover minutes. Nah.
How do you do that?
It's not even a good idea. Mm-hmm. That doesn't even
At least you're talking out loud and filling dead airspace.
Feeling good.
That's really the goal of any break.
I made my day.
Thanks, Al. See you later. Yes, Mikey.
I'm
like, is somebody going to wrap this up?
I think what we witnessed right there is us running out of show.
No, so somebody actually called in and then they hung up. They were talking about Al doing drunk news. And, you know, I'm relatively new to the show, so I didn't know what it was. Shannon was pulling up a clip of what drunk news was.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Well,
why are we still here?
Let's
play one.
We're not going to play one.
It's pretty funny. It's like we have a montage of some of your old drunk news clips.
Let's play it.
Yeah, she's fine.
Now I gotta do news. Drunk news.
Adam.
Yo! Kid Craddock, where you at?
Yeah.
This is where it's at. Early morning. Where you at? Yo! Kid Craddock. Early. Where you at? My name is Adam.
Why does he keep asking me where I'm at?
Because he can't see you.
Is this a new catchphrase?
He can't see you.
Yo! Craig Craddock, early. Where you at?
Drunk news, news that you really can't use.
Live in the drunk newsroom, here's Amanda.
Hey, good morning, Craig Craddock. This is Amanda. This is happening. Good court.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Oh, that's bad.
We got a winner.
That's bad.
Get the yellow jacket out. She's going in the Hall of Fame.
Good court.
Drunk news, news that you really can't use.
Here's Davis.
Thanks, kid. Brad Pitt, Jenner St. Aniston, they put their home on
Jenser. Jenser.
No way. He said Jenser Aniston.
He said Jenser Aniston.
Brad Pitt, Jenner St. Aniston, they put their home on sale. I suck because I need to pee. Save that.
From news, news that you really can't use.
Boop, 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 boop. Oh, that's what I do.
There you go. Oh. And to take us out, Sean, how can we make your day?
Okay, I want Big Al to sing Talk Dirty to Me by Jason Derulo.
All right. Al, I need you to
sing.
You
know the words?
I don't know the words.
Just talk dirty to her.
Yeah.
First class trip.
I want you to come over to my house, wear something sexy,
but
and make dinner
don't
for me.
Need
come on.
Come on, Al.
I don't know the words.
When you talk dirty to me.
I love how people just think we just know all the words.
Sean, how was that?
Oh,
Yeah. What?
That was what?
Are you drunk?
No.
Huh? Oh,
no.
No.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Why would you ask that?
Al, are you drunk?
Could be.
Yeah. Thanks, Sean. You have a wonderful day.
I'm not Emma Kelly. Come give me a hug.
Yeah. We good?
I just want to eat some Girl Scout cookies.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.